This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The House Farm Bill and E-15 legislation survived another stall over the debate rule. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The quest to pass a new farm bill with legislation for year-round E15 hit another temporary roadblock on Wednesday in the U.S. House. Several Republicans joined the Democrats to initially deny the simple majority to bring up the farm bill, year-round E15, and several other controversial bills for debate. Ag Committee Ranking Member Representative Angie Craig was one of the most vocal Democrats against the farm bill and said it would not accomplish what farmers needed to do.
It does nothing to lower costs on farm inputs. It opens the door for a bill that does not provide a single penny in additional farm aid. It locks in the $187 billion cut to SNAP that's already deprived 3.4 million Americans of food assistance.
Representative Austin Scott, a Republican member of the Rules Committee, said Democrats are to blame for the lack of ag policy funding.
Starving farmers the way the Democrats did over the last several years, where they took and put 82% of farm bill spending into SNAP benefits, doesn't allow farmers the resources they need to grow the food that hungry people need.
Iowa Congressman Zach Nunn, a sponsor of year-round E15, pushed for the inherent benefits of unleashing ethanol sales nationwide.
Not only is it 30 cents cheaper at the pump, not only is it 50% more fuel efficient and cleaner for us, not only does it bleed off our need right now for foreign energy sources, it starts right here in America.
Eventually, GOP leaders were able to convince enough of the Republican holdouts to pass the rule for debate, which, even before the holdup, is expected to go into overtime with 57 amendments on the farm bill alone. As of today, there is still hope that a farm bill could be passed out of the House. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.